Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Last week we talked about how to increase sales by 25% in 30 days. And this week we're talking about networking on the internet. The two are very closely tied together because part of making sales is utilizing the internet, because this has become a part of life where people use the internet all the time, and having a presence on the internet gives you credibility. There are four things that we are going to talk about today when we talk about marketing on the internet. The first one is writing articles on websites. The second one is going to be how to write blogs on social networks. The third one is how to become a part of forums, or how to set up your own forum. And then the last one will also talk about groups on different social networks and how to utilize them to maximize your presence on the internet. So as you remember, last week when we talked about selling, we talked about your behavioral style and how it is important to communicate in a way that you're hitting the hot buttons of the other individual. That means that you understand their behavior patterns and communicate to them in a way that they understand. Because when you're talking to someone who is very fast-paced and you want to get very detailed with the product, you're going to lose them, and they will in essence tune you out and then decide they don't want to buy from you. But if you talk in their behavior pattern and get right to the point and give them the information that they need, then they're more likely to want to make the sale or purchase the product from you. But when you lose them and then they feel that you do not have an interest in them or even want to do business with you. And that also applies when you're networking on the internet, because what you want to do is develop relationships. And when you build up relationships over a period of time, then if that person needs something that you sell, they're more likely to purchase from you than, say, go on the internet and pick out a website and go and purchase it from someone else. So that is why relationships are a very important part of sales. So now, when we're talking about networking and we talk about writing articles, what you're doing is you're utilizing that as a form of promoting yourself. For instance, I teach people to create success for themselves and set goals. So just like putting out a newsletter, I will write different articles in that newsletter. I can take that same topic and I can go into a forum like when I'm on Adland Pro, I can go on to a forum where they ask you to list your business opportunities, and I can write an article that's 500, 600 words helping people understand an issue that might affect them and give them some pertinent information that might help them, such as I like to give people a success tip. And my original success tip comes from transactional analysis. And what I would do is I would go onto the website and I would go into a forum, or I can even just put it as a bulletin on the site where I would write an article telling people about a specific success tip for themselves. And what I'm going to do is use an example. That example comes from transactional analysis. And in transactional analysis, they talk about the parent, the adult, and the child. The child says, I want. The parent says, you should. And the adult in you says, I am able to. So what you do in that case is you would look at all the things that as a child you said you wanted, and you would list them. Then you would look at the things that your parents told you, the tapes that you hear in your head, of things that you were told over the years, of all the shoulds, like you should clean your plate because there's people starving somewhere in America. That was something we always got told during the 50s before a lot of the changes happened. And people became more conscious of eating just what you need, your body needs, instead of overeating. And so sit down and write down all the shoulds that you remember yourself being told as a child that you should do. Like you should clean your plate, you should clean your room, you should make good grades. What think of some others that you were told that you remember over time, and write down all the shoulds. Then as you became an adult, you began to look at the things that you're able to do, and you just list all the things that you're able to do. Now, go through that list, look at where there's conflict, where there's positive, where there's negative, and take away all the negatives and write down all the positives and use those things as a contract for yourself. And then utilize that to set yourself up with a goal that you want to achieve. And the purpose of that exercise is to help you to understand how you think and how you can be influenced by the negatives in your life and how you have to get rid of those negatives, because those are the things that can hold you back and keep you from achieving the things that you choose to achieve. And there's other types of things, like there's a site called helium.com where they invite people to write articles on almost any topic that you can possibly think about. And let other people review it. And the more articles that you write on Helium, the more income you can make as your articles get reviewed on a continual basis. What this also does is that you can also have your articles RSS, where other people can subscribe to them through the internet and read your articles on an ongoing basis. And it's just RSS stands for Really Simple Solution. And the purpose of being able to do that is to generate more opportunity for people to see your name. And if you go into Google and you write your name and you've had things on different sites where you've written articles or you've been a member of different forums and your articles have gone into the RSS feeds, then that increases your ranking on Google. And I'm sure that almost any place that you've been or heard, you've heard about Google. And blogs are very simple, very similar to writing articles. And everyone talks about MySpace and how teenagers have utilized MySpace to meet different people, and how you've had predators that go on there as a way of getting to know teenagers and then looking at that as a way of meeting people so they can take advantage of them. And you've also heard recently about a situation where someone had committed suicide because a neighbor of theirs went on there and took a pseudonym of a male's name and made a rude remark to her. And since the girl was already insecure, what happened was she became even more depressed and then took her life. So just as it can be detrimental, it can also help you in your business, because you don't know who reads your articles or your blogs that might need your services. And I like to coach people. So say I would write an article or a blog on a site that would give people an idea of what is good communication or how they can increase their skills as a leader. Because the more influence that you have over other people, the more interest they will take in wanting to follow you and keep abreast of what you're doing or where you're at. So the idea is to help you build more of a presence on the internet. Now, every social site has a forum, and this forum can be, say, if you're a dog breeder and you have specific information on a specific type of dog and that you want to put up, and or you want to let other people know how to take care of that breed and adapt to their special needs, then you would write articles on that forum. And groups on different sites are very similar. So what we're looking at is you want to do something where you're going to be able to utilize some of the experience that you have on the internet and help it grow. And there's a lot of different social networks out there where you can go and meet people from all around the world. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go onto a site and I'm going to give you some information about that site and how you can, like, utilize it to build your business and help you to increase some of your experience on different sites. Because even if you don't want to write something, but you see an article that someone else has written that may very well help you, then or that you can answer and then also put down your website, because what you want to do is help bring people to your site. And I'm on a site that's called Lazio. And what someone has done is they've written an article on some products that they're selling. And this one says, Firefox is not the issue. It may depend upon the podcast or station. It also may be that you have to uninstall and reinstall the toolbar. I currently am using Firefox, and I found that sometimes the radio player wouldn't work, but then it started working. I did uninstall it. Also, you can try to add files from your computer to see if it is working at all or if there is some type of feed problem. I currently install the player on all of the computers. I sell and repair, and I do find that if you do have problems, call me at 973-943-4073 if you have problems after reinstalling, and I'll pass the information on to the manufacturer. Please include your machine brand, model, and operating system. Thank you for your cooperation. The radio player is a very important part of our growth strategy. Clarence Coggins, and he gave his phone number, Lazio staff brings social networking to points never reached. As you can see, one of the reasons you want to go on these sites is because you never know when you'll see something that might very well help you later on. Here's another article that someone wrote. And it just said, never did for me recall, can we rebat radio player? And it says, radio player never worked, and my system is very up to date. Cannot imagine why, because of Firefox. As you can see, what you're doing is people are using this to advertise their business or advertise information that someone can utilize when they need someone or need a service. And it's also a way to help you promote your business, because we all need to grow our business and we utilize different ways of doing that. So, and for instance, back when I, a few years ago, I happened to be a member on Helium, and I've written a bunch of articles on Helium. And what has happened is that I've gotten rated on there, and people have, and so what I'm going to do is give you some ideas of some things that you can go on Helium and write about. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what Helium is. Helium is a community of writers who are revolutionizing publishing. And people like you who might have a career in marketing but know more about killing crabgrass than anyone else, people who work on in a post office but have raised 5 honor students, ex-teachers who love to write, and writers who love to teach. We're not a blog or a collection of edited encyclopedic listings. We are a vast resource of experience-based knowledge, wisdom, and creativity. We welcome a variety of voices and opinions. Above all, we're a community serious about writing articles of lasting value. Our writers are also our editors. Every article that comes to Helium is rated by other members using our proprietary peer review and technology. Through our fair, trusted, and democratic rating, our writers are also editors. Every article that comes to Helium is rated by other members using our proprietary peer review technology. Through our fair, trusted, and democratic rating system, each article submitted to the site is ranked against competing articles until it is placed in its proper position based on its quality. What's more, our best writers earn. Helium shares a portion of its revenue with those who share the most and the best with us. Now, if you have something that you're very familiar with that you want people to know about, then what you would do is you would go onto Helium and you would write an article about it. What you would initially do is you would go in and you would say, pick a channel. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to give you an idea, say that I want to write something about entertainment. And then it would give me another channel and it would say celebrities, movies, music, television, or entertainment, other. Say I want to write an article about movies because I've seen a movie that I think that people would be interested in reading about. And once you go on there, then people may have already written some articles that on those things, and you can go on there and you can view those articles, and then you can write or answer them. And say, this one says the history of the Toronto International Film Festival, and there's 5 articles on there. And when I go on there and I look at and I check out those articles, then it'll tell me what the articles say. Okay, and now the first article is by, and it's, is by A. Ryan Robbins. And what he said is he said the Toronto International Film Festival is the premier preeminent film festival for North America and second only to the world stage to Cannes Film Festival held in France. And the Toronto Film Festival often makes the North American debut. The Toronto International Film Festival is the premier preeminent film festival for North America and second only to the world stage to the Cannes Film Festival held in France. The Toronto International Film Festival often marks the North American debut of many mainstream Hollywood big-budget blockbuster movies. Often these movies premiere here. Oscar hopefuls and the buzz about them can make or break future film deals. During the Toronto International Film Festival, many Hollywood blockbuster movies bow in the many related theaters across Toronto, but the Toronto International Film Festival, or TIFF, also successfully showcases many smaller, lower-budget, artsy, independent foreign movies, too. For 10 years, in early September, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, is the place to be. Hollywood celebrities looking to promote their latest work or secure their next multi-million dollar picture deal can be seen around town in all the trendy hotspots, at the restaurants, at all the hottest private parties, and any paparazzi with worth passing posing for will be following right behind, documenting their every step and stumble. Now, if you're interested in a movie, or if you are thinking about review the different types of movie, this is a good way to read about what's come out. We've all heard about the Cannes Film Festival and which films won there, but there's a lot of other film festivals around that people don't always think about utilizing or thinking about. But writing an article helps someone who's on that site and is thinking about doing something to get an idea of where to go and what to do. Now, there's also other sites that you can go on where you can also grow your business. This is the purpose of what we're all about, is helping you understand how you can grow your business. And everyone knows about MySpace, and how many of you have gone on there and written articles about different things. And I'm going to go on a site that I'm very familiar with, which is called Adland Pro, and tell you about some of the things on that site that would help you think about what you would need to do if you were looking to write articles, because you have a lot of different forums on there. And what I want to do is get into telling you about some of the forums. So you may have a forum that offers a request or business opportunities and advertising. Also, a place where you can list all your business sites. I mean, not everyone has many different things that they cover or think about. And I went on to a site that's called Attitude is Everything. And I have here someone wrote A Journey to the Mountain of Love. And on that site, what they did was they posted a picture. And it says here, "Hi to all my Adland friends. I am so excited to share this profound spiritual journey with you. It has been a labor of love, and I hope you enjoy the website. 10 years ago, I wrote a mission statement, unite the hearts of the world through wisdom and knowledge. Little did I know where it would take me." And it says here that your first step is to visit the website. It says, "Start my magical journey here." And then you can go to that website, and it'll tell you more information. Also, by further reading this article, it says, "You will surely want to bookmark this site. This is a journey, not a one-day event. I am really looking forward to interaction. I hope you can all share in a special journey of the heart. I know that some of you have magical stories from your corner of the globe. I invite you to share them with all of us in this forum. Start your magical journey here. The journey is open to all. corners of the world. Please do not discuss your religious or political beliefs. Thank you in advance for your kind of respect. As you can see, the purpose of this is to help promote yourself and also give information that can help people in their personal lives. Just as I utilize what I do on this forum to help you understand how to build your business and how to set your goals, so you can go on different forums and build your network and increase your visibility on the internet. And you can also, on these sites, different people will request your friendship, and you can have friends that you wouldn't ordinarily have had just by technology having gotten as far as it's gotten and the internet opening the doors of the internet. Today, we have many aspects of promoting ourselves and our business. The purpose of this is to help you to grow your business into a successful business. And you can send, if your business is specifically selling a specific product, then wouldn't you want to go on to a forum and write everything you could possibly think of that someone would want to know about that product? Because the more information you give them that they may not have thought about that product, then what you've done is you've set up a mini advertisement. This is a way to advertise your company and your product without having to pay for a 30-second advertisement on the TV. These are many ways to generate a source of income for you. It's a way to generate enough contacts for you. It's also a way to increase your ranking of your website on the internet. We all have to think of things that we can do to help each other grow our business or grow our social network. For many years, if you wanted to grow your business, your only option was to go to the different chamber meetings and pass out business cards, or go to PowerCore meetings where you would stand up and give a mini advertisement about your business and tell people who's a good lead for you, of someone who can use your services. But now with the internet, you can also do your social networking of meeting people and promoting your business. And you join groups that meet your specific needs. If you're a coach, I'm on a site that's called Rise, and I'm in an organization or a group in there that's for coaches, and it's called the Coaching Zone. And different people, if they are looking for people to help them write teleseminars, or in my case, I am involved with a social network that's called Women to Women as their sales executive. And in that position, then on my other social networking sites, any person that's a woman that I know that owns her business, I would send her a letter asking her to go to a specific website, and that would give her more information about the organization, and tell her if she's interested, she can sign up to become a president and conduct meetings on a monthly basis that would help her to interact with people and promote her business. She has the option of doing it on the internet as well as face-to-face. So as you can see, that's also a way of utilizing the internet to help you grow your business. Because growing your business is what we want to help you do. And since we are now coming to the end of this session for this presentation, what I would like to do is invite you to come back next week when I will have a guest speaker who has retired from the military and is a coach to veterans, and we would like to invite you to attend that presentation, and that will be next week right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can also help. We want to invite you to attend next week's presentation and look forward to seeing you then. Goodbye and have a nice day.